Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. It is time for My Buddy's an Idiot, 877-881-1053. If your friend has a terrible sports or pop culture opinion, let us know. I want to start with this one from the 214. My buddy's an idiot because he believes that Mike does not deserve a bronze medal, even though he helped the USA team qualify for the 2008 Beijing Olympics. We started that campaign on social media yesterday. Yeah. I tagged the IOC and the U.S. Olympic Federation to see what we can get going. No response yet.
What about the World Wrestling Federation?
Ooh, I don't think they're allowed to be called that anymore because they lost a lawsuit to the World Wildlife Fund. True story.
What if they gave gold belts and silver belts and bronze belts instead of medals?
They're called straps, I believe.
Would you like they're not called? Would you like that if they sent you a belt?
I would like that more than a strap.
Mike, here's my thought on this.
I don't, by the way, my opinion is I don't deserve it.
How did they get to the Olympics, Mike?
Stop talking. Hold on, Mike. Don't say that. Don't say that anymore, all right? You don't deserve it. You deserve great things, Mike. But you know what I think? I think you should be of the opinion of, if it's not gold, I don't want it, all right? Like, you were there, but it wasn't a gold medal, yeah. So I didn't even want it. All right,
I hear you on that one.
Gold, baby, not bronze.
And I do think Cuba, who we beat, I think they were either silver or gold because it came down to Japan versus Cuba, I think, in the gold medal game in 08. But I would take bronze for sure and be proud of it because I'm not close to one of the best Americans in 06, but I was one of the best minor league Americans. And so I think people don't realize that when the Olympics happen for baseball and they're going to happen again this summer is the United States has to send everybody who's in the minor leagues. You can't send a major leaguer. And sometimes if they're on the 40 man, they won't even go because the team might say, we don't want you going because we think we're going to call you up during that month the Olympics is happening. So we're not allowing you to go over to play in the Olympics. So you're sending – Japan is sending their all-star team. Japan's sending their best 25 players that's in their Japan major leagues. And Cuba, obviously, is sending their best guys. And Dominican Republic, Venezuela, United States, Canada, you're sending your best minor league players.
Kevin, it was South Korea that won gold.
See, oh, wow.
Do you know who was one of the pitchers on that team?
Oh, is it Arahara?
Hwinjin Ryu.
Oh, that makes sense. But you know who should have won the gold?
Oh, I guess he's Japanese. He played in Korea.
In the semifinals, the United States lost to the same Cuban team that Mike Bacsik and the Americans had already defeated. So I think you could pretty much pencil them into the gold medal game. And then Cuba only lost by one. So you got to think Mike Bacsik's team wins that Olympics.
Every single time.
Don't look at my stats in that qualifying stuff because I didn't pitch good.
Let me go check that real quick.
No, I think he said don't, right? All right, let's go to the college level.
Sorry, you don't know what to do. You're not my dad.
From the 817. My buddy's an idiot because he still watches Teletubbies. All right.
What?
That's still on?
I did not realize that was still on either.
I don't think it's still on. I think he maybe goes back and watches reruns or something on Netflix, maybe.
So you don't think they can...
Are they making new episodes? There's no way they're making
episodes
of those creepy things running around.
From the 214, my buddy Kevin is an idiot. He doesn't give Brady credit for some of the Super Bowls. How do you luck into seven? If you listened yesterday, I said he did not luck into two of them. Mm. All right? So I did not say he lucked into seven of them. I said he lucked into like five of them.
Yeah, you are only giving them six anyways until Corey corrected you.
That's true.
Thank you. From the 817, my buddy's an idiot. He once asked me, why do the French get all the benefits? And I replied, do you mean fringe benefits? And then from the 469, this is something.
Bread. French bread is great. And of course, here's the one
You know
thing.
I like it.
I think, Mike. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I think Kevin actually has probably decent bread opinions because that's one of his major things that he likes.
Bread is delicious.
But the
Hawaiian roll or French bread?
Ooh, damn, that Hawaiian roll is good. Give me Hawaiian roll.
Hawaiian rolls are amazing.
What about when you take French bread and you turn it into garlic bread?
Oh, then give me the French bread, garlic bread.
Yeah, because you can't actually the Hawaiian bread with the garlics, the butter garlic on top. And never mind, it's a different story for a different day. From the 469, my buddy's an idiot. He thinks Masterpiece of the Week is better than G Bag of the Day. Ooh. Here's something I would like
to.
I've
been on both of them.
Okay, and Mike, you've won both of them before, right?
I win more masterpieces than I win G Bags.
I think they are different in a way.
Yeah.
All right. A, we only do it once a week. And B, we only typically take from our show or shows on the station. We don't ever go outside of our station for any of the content. But again, that is because it's once a week. So that is the tiny difference. I love G-Bag of the Day, and I've loved it since I started listening to Gavin Dawson do a radio show. All right. Well, and I started listening. What, 11 years ago, Kevin? Whenever I was at UNT driving back and forth, that's when I was listening to Dawson.
My first spot on the 1020 segment of the Nosebleed Seats on Fridays is pretty great too, guys.
There you go.
E-spot?
Yep.
E-spot.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I did win G-Bag of the Year, my first year on G-Bag Nation, for telling the story when I was 16 years old and was kissing my girlfriend, who's now my wife.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know how things worked, and that was interesting. And that was the story that
I told. You didn't know how things worked? Like you were...
I thought I peed in my pants, man. You haven't heard this, have you? You weren't listening to G-Bag of the Year
Kevin.
2000.
You heard this. We discussed it. We talked about it.
It's
right?
He just said it was 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that is amazing.
I thought it only happened when you were making a baby. I didn't know that it just happened if you were just standing there and it was like, wait, what happened?
Hold on. Did you, damn it, did you talk to her about that in the moment? Or were you like, I got to go?
Oh, I was at my friend's house and we kissed for just a little bit. And then she went home. And then I spent the night at my friend's house, and I was like,
ouch.
I didn't bring any extra clothes, and I'm not going to tell my friend. I think I peed in my pants.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then later in life, I found out what happened.
Did you ever wear those pants again, Mike?
I probably wore the pants again. I didn't wear the boxers again.
From the 720, what is happening? That is a fair point. That is also a fair point when I take you to Waco.
They won a championship.
Yeah, this guy is not going to win a championship. Ted Teague, the general manager of Alan Samuels, well, surely it's got to be former general manager by this point, Auto Group, said he would be giving Scott Drew the use of a customized Jeep. Because he gave Kim Mulkey a Corvette after they won a championship. And he's like, I'm going to give Scott Drew a car because they won a championship. So he said in an interview on Tuesday, and I quote, Coach Scott can enjoy it and he'll use it to pull some people out of the hood.
Oh, God.
What? Are you serious?
Yes.
And he works for a dealership?
Yes.
A dealership?
Needless to say... They will not be accepting that Jeep from that car dealership.
Yeah, I think that he should just give the cars to the players instead. You know, the players were the ones that were out there doing the work. I think that they should be able to accept those gifts as championship gifts.
They'll drop the hammer on that.
I've never understood in life if somebody wants to give you something because they appreciate what you do, that for college, you can't take it. Like, if a car dealership is like, you did great, I enjoyed watching you play, here is money out of my own pocket, out of my own business. How does that hurt the NCAA?
Yeah, especially, Kevin, if you graduate, if you're graduating, like, can't you just be like, all right, see you later? Like, what are they going to do? Like, send you a collection agency thing?
They're not going to do anything, so...
I mean, like, Reggie, I know Reggie Bush had to send, like, he had to ship his Heisman back.
Never
and everything,
done
but
that.
Like, the, like, seriously,
I
Mike.
I smashed it on the ground and then be like, if I have to send it back, here it is, totally broken and worthless.
Yeah, like, I'm serious. If somebody gives you something and you're graduating, what are they going to do about it? Does your school get fined?
Yeah, does it make any sense that a kid that's really good at playing the piano at Texas A&M can go play the piano at a country club, in an orchestra, and go get hundreds of thousands of dollars, but you can't if you're good at basketball?
Now, sticking with ill-advised comments in college basketball, this took place a little while back, but it is starting to hurt more for Creighton. You remember Greg McDermott's plantation comments. So they just lost commit Ty Washington, who was the number 3 point guard in the incoming class and number 30 overall prospect. He decommitted from Creighton and said, quote, "It was definitely the controversy. I really wanted to attend Creighton. I felt like the situation and the plan Coach McDermott had for me was really good. So it was kind of heartbreaking once I found out what he said." So, and you have to imagine that is not the last time this is going to come up. But
they stuck with him, right? Like, that's the thing. So, like, they and the team was like, no, we support him, we love him. All that, and but you knew, Kevin, like we discussed that right then.
Yes.
That was going to hurt him more and more down the road than it was at that moment with those specific guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.